Just this week, the Centers for Disease Control did something it has not done in a while. Its director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, held a telephone briefing. In recent days, there has been growing criticism over how and how frequently the agency communicates with the public. Walensky said she's gotten the message.
So I anticipate that this will be the first of many briefings, and I very much look forward to them.
Until now, CDC's career scientists have kept largely silent, even as the pandemic shows no signs of slowing down. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports it hasn't always been this way.
Historically, in a public health crisis, CDC would hold regular press briefings to tell the public what was going on and what they needed to do. 2 years ago, when a new coronavirus was first reported in China, CDC appeared to be using that playbook.
And thank you all for joining us for today's telebriefing regarding the 2019 novel coronavirus and proactive...
This is the agency's first telebriefing on the subject in mid-January 2020. It was led by Dr. Nancy Messonnier, director of CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases.
China has reported 45 cases to date. The most recent 4 cases were just reported within the past hour or two.
These briefings continued every few days until this memorable moment on February 25th, 2020, when Messonnier said, this could be bad.
I had a conversation with my family over breakfast this morning, and I told my children that while I didn't think that they were at risk right now, we as a family need to be preparing for significant disruption of our lives.
The stock market crashed. Then President Trump was furious. There were reports he wanted her fired. The next day, he put Vice President Mike Pence in charge of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and COVID briefings became a televised White House affair. The CDC telebriefings did continue for a while, occasionally. When President Biden came in, he promised repeatedly to beat the pandemic by restoring public trust.
Scientists and public health experts will speak directly to you. That's why you're going to hear a lot more from Dr. Fauci again.